subgenus brothers and sisters. Gather round and witness the righteous rage of a fellow traveler to Planet 10. Prepare to be flayed by the raw truth that shall spit forth from my frothing lips like projectile vomit! Stand back. You've been warned. For a sermon I call Our Legacy of Blood. Opening scene. Heaven. An angry God looks down upon the earth. And what does he see? An ocean of mind-numbed robots who have turned this world into an abomination of mediocrity. It's a giant cesspool of ignorance and conformity, a stinking pile of consumer shit. Yet, the normals eat it up and drink it down like ravenous rats. See how they run. Dumbasses addicted to smartphones. Faceless masses hooked on Facebook. Twits twitting on Twitter. A satanic conspiracy tightening its grip on humanity's soul, turning them into obedient drones devoid of any hint of originality, independent thought, or freedom. What passes for entertainment these days? Hyper-edited ads, super-spliced blimp-verts, and formulaic fairy tales designed to distract and pacify the masses, to keep them firmly under the thumb of their mass media masters. Reality shows that glorify the vapid and the brainless, talentless hacks parading as artists and soulless corporate puppets peddling their wares. They're drowning in a sea of banality. And don't even get me started on the so-called leaders of this wretched world. They are nothing but spineless, senile, power-hungry puppets dancing to the tune of their corporate sponsors. They spout empty promises and feed the fools lies while their own pockets grow fatter along with their waistlines, while everyone else starves on crumbs. It's a never-ending showcase of deceit and corruption. Worse yet, it is not just the pinks and the system that's to blame. It's you! You and your pitiful procrastination to do what must be done! You sit there content with your meager existence, afraid of ambition or defiance. You're too scared to complain and too complacent to push back. They might call you an extremist, and we can't have that. You've surrendered your birthright of slack and become nothing more than a cog in their machine. Where is your rage, your righteous indignation? Wake up, you spineless drones! Snap out of their pathetic slumber and embrace your inner subgenius selves. It's time to become a warrior for Wotan. It's time to cast off the shackles of obedience and shatter the chains of conformity. Demand your rightful slack, for it's your divine destiny. It's time to rise up and storm! Let the fires of rebellion burn within you. Shout your defiance at the heavens and shake the very foundations of this corrupt world. Unleash the power of the Dobbshead and let it guide you towards a euphoric future free from the clutches of the Khan. After all, what can they do to us now that they haven't already done? How can they hurt us or humiliate us more than the system already has? They've spent a lifetime grinding us down, hoping to force us into compliance and submission, and now they've run out of tricks. They are just recycling old methods. The fear factor is starting to fail, because the greatest fear is the fear of the unknown. But now we are wise to their ways. We know their tactics by heart, and we've lived through it all, and we're still standing. But we're not going to stand for it anymore. The end is nigh. X-Day and its fleet of saucers are fast approaching. Planet 10 will become Planet 9, but not before we leave Planet 3 as a smoldering coffin of cremated conspiracy ash. Escaping this Earth on X-Day is our blessed birthright. It is our divine inheritance from our Yeti forefathers. That tiny, microscopic shred of mutant DNA hiding within our chromosomes is your cosmic passport to freedom. You may look in the mirror, and you may have doubts. You might think, well, I don't see it, or I'm unworthy. But your reservations don't count. What matters are the reservations made by a greater power, and you can thank Bob for it. You may look weak, you may feel weak, you may even be weak down to the very last fiber of your being, but as long as that genetic strand is contaminated with different DNA, then you have a ticket to ride. Wear that difference as a badge of honor. It doesn't matter if it's ridiculously small amount. Why, Elizabeth Warren advertised that she was part Cherokee Indian, despite her blonde hair, blue eyes, and lily-white skin. When she was finally tested, it turns out she had only a teeny-weeny, itsy-bitsy fraction, only 1/1024%. That's just a tiny speck, and yet, if that puny piece of Indian spunk was enough to land her a teaching job at Harvard and then get her a gig sitting inside the U.S. Senate, then by Dobbs, your native Himalayan ancestry, no matter how small, is enough to get you seated on the Exosaucers! You and a precious few will be whisked off this condemned world just as the fireworks begin. You will enjoy a suborbital pass in review, oohing and aahing at a subgenius spectacle of death never unleashed or experienced on this planet before. That's your inheritance. Whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or Arabic, it's your Himalayan snow-white privilege. Your great, 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 great-grandparents bequeath that honor to you, and its abundance is you and yours. And Bob Dobbs is the executor of that eternal estate. He searched the cosmos so that you didn't have to. He found the Exus and filled out the paperwork so that your future was assured. He showed our alien overlords Jehovah's immaculate will so that you get what you lost and the pinks would get what they deserve. Yes, they will burn in hell on earth as you watch from above and point down to the ones you recognize below. Why, hey, look, check it out. There's my old boss engulfed in flames. Oh, and there's my old landlord bleeding out over there yonder. Oh, look over there. Look, that's old what's-his-face, the obnoxious neighbor who yelled at everyone. Hey, I tried to warn them. Bob tried to warn them. We all tried to warn them, but they refused to listen. Why? Why, it's almost as if they were genetically pre-programmed not to hear the truth or acknowledge the word of Bob. And for that last blasphemous sin, they must surely die! So, let us not lament the end times, but rejoice for the final judgment. Let us celebrate our true independence and thank our furry forefathers and their hairy handmaidens for the most generous endowment of slack. And above all, let us thank our sacred salesmen, whose pipe smoke exhaust we are not even worthy to breathe, for scouring the heavens to find our salvation and deliver it to us on X Day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, J.R. Bob Dobbs, and praise Bob! Amen! Well, I'm glad I was able to do it before the big day.